This is the Mash Pfizer Real Estate Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week, episode number 21. Hey guys, this is Mike Richardson, Senior Investor Consultant and Product Specialist at Mash Pfizer. Welcome back to another episode of our Real Estate Investing Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week. We're now at episode number 21. This week, we'll be looking at some of the most profitable opportunities for investing in real estate properties in the U.S. market. I've worked with thousands of investors over the last 6 years, and I know how challenging and how hard it is to find a good opportunity to invest your money. There are so many markets to look for. There are so many properties to analyze. There's so much research to do. You have spent months collecting data, entering it into a spreadsheet and doing manual calculations. And in many cases, once you are ready to purchase a property, you realize that the opportunity has already been seized by another savvy investor. That's why I'm here today. I'm here to help you locate the most lucrative investment properties in the U.S. market in a few minutes. Just like any other week, I open the Mash Pfizer platform. I look at the available opportunities for sale at the markets that I know perform well for both traditional and Airbnb properties. I use the filters available on the Mash Pfizer software to look at different price points, different property types, and rental strategies. And I was able to find 5 of the absolutely outstanding deals that you should absolutely check out. We are talking not only about the top markets for investing in real estate in the US, but also some of the most profitable rental properties available at the moment. These properties outperform not only their local market, but also the US market in general. And these properties are all currently available for sale. They are MLS listings, which means that you can move forward with purchasing any of them right away. Trust me when I say that these properties like these don't stay on the market for more than a couple of weeks, especially right now. Currently, the U.S. residential real estate market is hot, and good properties get gone within a few days. So if you like any of these properties that I'm going to talk about today, if you think that any of them could be a good fit for your budget and your investment goals, make sure to check them out right away. You'll find a link to each of these properties in the show notes below. The link will take you to the property listing on our website. For each property listed on Mash Pfizer, you'll find all the standard information that you can expect to find from a real estate listing website. The property address, listing price, property type, description, and everything else. But in addition, you'll also get access to a full investment property analysis. We will show you how highly accurate the estimates of the expected rental incomes, rental expenses, occupancy rates, cash flows, cap rates, and cash on cash returns would look like. All these estimates are based on the performance of actual rental comps in that area. In this way, you'll know right away what cash flow and what profit you can expect from any property listed on the Mash Pfizer website. So guys, we are about to get into the 5 top performing rental properties for this week. Just one last remark before that. I want to assure you that Mash Pfizer is not involved in the sale of these properties or any other real estate property. We are not a brokerage. We are a real estate investment analysis software, which helps you analyze the investment potential of properties before deciding where to put your money. So guys, let's take a look at the 5 best investment properties available for sale in the U.S. market right now. First on our list is in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City is the largest city in the state of Missouri, with a population close to 500,000. The city enjoys a good economy. The largest employer is the federal government, which is great news for all those considering investing in traditional rental properties in Kansas City. Government jobs are usually stable and receive reliable monthly wages. From a landlord's point of view, this means that tenants will be able to pay rent on time and in full, month after month. And having good tenants with reliable sources of income is extremely important for successful long-term investments. According to Neighborhood Scout, a little less than half of the population rents rather than owning a house. This means that you'll have plenty of renters interested in your property, and you will not have to worry about your vacancy. Based on Mash Pfizer's estimates, the price-to-rent ratio is around 21%. Which is another indicator of a strong traditional market. You should know that property values are very affordable in Kansas City, even for beginner investors. We estimated the median property price at $325,000. Currently, Kansas City is a hot seller's market where buyers are more than sellers and good deals are gone fast. This means that you might want to consider working with an agent, especially if this is the first time that you plan on buying a real estate property. An experienced agent will help you get to the deal, negotiate the right price and terms, and close quickly. The property that we have for you today is located in Kansas City, Missouri. The address is 6914 Brooklyn Avenue, and that's in Research Hospital, Kansas City, Missouri. The zip code is 64132. The asking price is $150,000, offering you 4 beds, 2 baths, 1,882 square footage. Property is great for investors who are looking into long-term rentals. It has an expected comparable rental income of $1,380. Its recurring expenses are around $470. That puts your cap rate at 7.28%. If you decided to finance a deal like this, you can easily put 20% down, which would be around $30,000. Your monthly mortgage would be slightly below $500. This will help you cash flow over $400 and puts your cash on cash at a stable, great value, 13.21%. So if you're an investor who's considering investing in the location and you think long-term rentals is the strategy that you want to take, this is a great deal for beginner investors. So I would highly recommend to take a look at this deal before it's gone. Next on our list is in Houston, Texas. Now, Houston has always been an excellent location for investing in real estate. This is a large city in the state of Texas, one of the biggest cities nationwide in terms of population. According to a recent report, Houston is one of the most popular destinations for U.S. migration. Actually, Houston was ranked as number two among major U.S. cities for the most migration in 2020. People are attracted to the strong, diverse economy of the city, as well as all the multicultural scene. The job market is doing well, which is a positive indicator for real estate investors. While Houston is good for all types of real estate investments, it's great specifically for traditional investments. Over 58% of the population rents, and there are more than 2.3 million people in Houston. As we already mentioned, more and more people are moving to Houston each year, which means that the demand for long-term rental properties will continue to grow. So vacancy will not be a problem for landlords in Houston's real estate market. If you're a first-time investor, you might be worried about property prices in such a major city as Houston. The good news is that the properties are relatively affordable in Houston. We at MashVisor have estimated the median value of residential listings at $423,000. This is above the national median value, but is still much more affordable than prices with which other larger cities offer. According to our calculations, you can generate a high rent-to-price ratio. This means that the demand for traditional rentals is strong, without compromising the return on investments from landlords. The property that we have for you today is a great-looking condo. The address is 811 Threadneedle Street, and that's apartment 274 in Memorial, Houston, Texas, and the zip code is 77079. The asking price is $177,000, offering you 3 beds, 3 baths, and over 2,000 square footage. It's a great property, and it's ready for people to move in. It's only been on the market for 41 days. The property has a potential rental income of $1,800. Its monthly recurring expenses are at $718, which puts your cap rate at 7.35%. If you decided to finance a deal like this, you can easily put 20% down, pay off your monthly mortgage of around $570, and cash flow over $500. This will put your cash-on-cash return at 13.99%. This is great for investors who've considered major cities. They want to invest in those locations. The price point is convenient for them, and they're looking at rental strategies. This is a deal that you don't want to miss out on. So if this sounds like a deal for you, feel free to check out the property in the show notes below. Next on our list is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The South Carolina real estate market is home to many excellent locations for investing in rental properties. Myrtle Beach is one of your top choices for investing in an Airbnb property. The city is a famous vacation resort on the Atlantic coast, which features more than 60 miles of beautiful beaches. The resort is also home to an amusement park, popular golf courses, and many restaurants. The warm climate allows the city to welcome visitors most of the year. Another great thing about buying a rental property in Myrtle Beach are the low property prices. The median listing price is only $237,000 at this moment. This is below the national average and makes Myrtle Beach a great choice for investors with a limited budget. You rarely see such property prices in top performing markets. As a future Airbnb host in Myrtle Beach, you should know that there are some tough short-term rental regulations which aim to limit the disturbance caused by visitors. So you should check out the legal laws and make sure that you comply before buying a property. Or even better, you can work with a local property manager who will know the ins and outs of the short-term rental laws and make sure that your property doesn't violate any regulations. The property that we have for you today is a condo. The address is 3792 Hitchcock Way, and that is apartment 225 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The zip code is 29577. The asking price is $112,000, offering you one bed and one bath. It's a great-looking condo located in a great part of town based off Airbnbs in that area. You can estimate a potential rental income of $1,884. Your monthly recurring expenses of $1,088, and that includes management fees, maintenance, taxes, HOAs, utilities, and insurance fees. And that would put your cap rate at 8.53%. You'll have a 62% annual occupancy rate. If you decided to put a 20% down on a deal like this, you'll be paying a monthly mortgage of around $370. Your cash flow would be over $400, and that puts your cash on cash return at 17%. So this is a great deal for beginner investors who are looking into Airbnbs. I thought the price point is extremely convenient, offering a great rate of return. So it's a property that you don't want to miss out on. If it sounds like a suitable fit for you, please check out the property right away. Next on our list is in Daytona Beach, Florida. Daytona Beach is a coastal city in the state of Florida. Now, in general, the Florida real estate market is an outstanding location for investing in vacation rental properties. Tourism is a major part of the economy. Visitors come year-round. Property prices are generally good, and the Airbnb laws are not bad. So it's hard to go wrong when investing in a short-term rental property in Florida. Daytona Beach has always been one of the absolutely best places in Florida to buy a vacation rental. Just listen to these numbers. The average cap rate for an Airbnb property in Daytona Beach is almost 10%. The average Airbnb occupancy rate is 65%, so your property will be rented out the majority of the time. And you can easily push this occupancy rate up if you hire a professional management company, which will help you optimize your rentals listing and marketing strategy. What's even better is that the median property price is only $225,000, according to MatchVisor's calculations. This is below the national average, which makes Daytona Beach an ideal option for beginner investors and other investors who have a limited budget. The down payment on an investment property in Daytona Beach will be under $50,000. When you're buying a property to rent out as a short-term rental basis in Daytona Beach, you should check out the local zoning regulations. This strategy is only allowed in certain areas, so you want to make sure that you're familiar with the specific Airbnb laws and regulations before purchasing a property. The property that we have for you today is also a condo. The address is 1401 South Palmetto Avenue, apartment 213, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. The asking price is $137,500, offering you one bed, one bath, 630 square footage. The potential rental income for this property is $1,936 a month. Your recurring expenses are slightly below $1,000, helping you get a cap rate of 8.32%. Your occupancy rate is at 70%. Your expenses include insurance, utilities, a local management company, maintenance, and taxes. If you decided to finance a deal like this, you can put 20% down. Your monthly mortgage would be around $450, helping you cash flow over $500, and that puts your cash on cash return at right above 17%. So this is also a great location with convenient price points for investors who are looking into Airbnbs. Florida is a market I typically highly recommend. This is a property that is great for first-time investors. The rate of return is phenomenal. There's good stability with the occupancy rate, and there's great cash flow. So if this sounds like a deal for you, please check out the property right away. Last but not least, Galveston, Texas is an island town on the Gulf Coast of the state of Texas. Galveston is an important port as well as an important resort city in the Texas market. It offers different water activities, kayaking, fishing, and many others. The Galveston Island State Park offers many trails and other exciting opportunities for visitors seeking outdoor adventures. Great restaurants and amusement rides are available in the Galveston Island Historic Pleasure Pier. All these factors make Galveston one of the top locations for Airbnb rental properties in Texas. The climate is warm and soft, which means that people are visiting Galveston throughout the year. Actually, our estimates show that the average Airbnb occupancy rate is 63%, which means that you'll have your property rented out most of the time. The median property price in Galveston is $331,000. So this is an affordable market, especially for Airbnb rentals. The average Airbnb income is $3,100. So profitability is especially high for this rental strategy. Generally speaking, short-term rentals are legal in Galveston. There are some rules and regulations, and Airbnb hosts have to comply with them. So you might want to think about hiring a local property manager to help you manage and rent out your property legally. In this way, you can generate positive income for your Airbnb rental property business in this town. The property that we have for you today is a single-family home. The address is 3119 Avenue N Half, 3119 North Half, Galveston, Texas. 77550. The asking price is $320,000, offering you 4 beds, 2 baths, 2,100 square footage. Great, outstanding performing property. It has a potential rental income of $5,171. Its recurring expenses include everything as well as a management fee, and they accumulate a total of $1,983. This puts your cap rate at 11.95% with the 53% occupancy rate. What this means is if you decided to put 20% down, which is around $65,000 up front, and you finance the property over a 30-year fixed mortgage, your property will you'll be able to pay off your monthly mortgage of around $1,043, all of your recurring expenses, cash flow over $2,000 a month, and generate an outstanding, very, very unique cash-on-cash return of 35.66%. It's very rare that we see rates of return like this, so this is a deal that you don't want to miss out on. Please check out the property. If Galveston is a market that you've ever considered, you don't want to miss out on a deal like this. So guys, these are the top 5 rental properties this week. What do you think? Did any of them sound like the right fit for you? If that's the case, make sure to check it out right away. You can find a link to each of these properties in the show notes below. Keep in mind that deals like these don't stay on the market for too long. And even if you think that any of these properties is the right fit for you, I still encourage you to check out our investment analysis platform at MashFizer. There you can use many different filters to search markets and property types to match your exact needs and expectations as an investor. You can search through 500,000 properties to find the perfect match for your strategy. If this is the first time that you hear about MashFizer, you might be hesitant. That's why I want to offer you a special gift. This is a 7-day free trial on our platform with promo code TOP5. This is capital T, capital O, capital P, and number 5. With promo code TOP5, you get to test out the MashFizer platform for absolutely free with no commitment. You can test out the tool, you can test out the features, and decide if there's the right platform for you. And if you decide to stick with us after the trial instead of paying the full price, you'll be able to get 15% off on your subscription. And that is promo code TOP5. So guys, this is the end of our episode for this week. I hope that you've been able to find your dream investment property. And even if that's not the case, remember that I'll be back with more exciting opportunities next week. Meanwhile, happy investing. Uh-huh.